I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. It's not actually after dark, it's close, but it's not quite there yet. I'm recording this Sunday evening. It has been, I don't know. Winter is getting to me. I don't know what it is. This year it seems a lot worse than it normally is, and I have been losing my fucking mind. I don't know what it is. It's not helping that I'm down here in the basement. I'm going to be really happy soon. Soon it will no longer be from the Nut House basement, but from the Nut House upstairs. But there's some painting to do and patching and all of that. In the meantime, this is the last podcast of 2014. We're going to start it off with the last new record I've heard in 2014. I think it's a fantastic one. It made my top 10. From Tor Johnson Records, this is Weak Teeth's most recent album, So You've Ruined Your Life. This song is the Providence Music Scene Soccer Camp Trophy.
The spirit of man has awakened. The soul of man has gone forth. Grant us the wisdom and the vision to comprehend the greatness of man's spirit that suffers and endures so hugely for a let us that simple ask. If our brothers are oppressed, then we are oppressed. If they hunger, we hunger. If their freedom is taken away, our freedom is not secure. Grant us a common faith that man shall know bread and peace, that he shall know justice and righteousness, freedom and security, an equal opportunity and an equal chance to do his best, not only in our own land, but throughout the world. And in that faith, let us march. March toward the clean world our hands can make. Amen.
go.
Vengeance Records just reissued pretty much every, well, maybe not every, but most every Cramps record. So I got a gift certificate for Christmas, so I bought a couple. That is How Far Can Too Far Go from the Cramps 1986 release, A Date with Elvis. I also picked up 1990's Stay Sick. I've got a few other ones, but I think I've got pretty much all of the Cramps albums I like now. You know, Big Beat from Badsville and Slaves of Dope Island, they're okay records, but I don't feel any pressing need to buy them new. If anybody has any used copies and want to unload for half off, I'm more than happy to take them off your hands, but they can wait. Before that, Your Funeral from doing I Wanna Be You off of the Killed by Death Rock Volume 1 compilation that was put out by Sacred Bones. I want to say it was earlier this year, if not late last year. I kind of slept on picking that one up, but man, I'm now looking forward to the next installment. Let's hope it comes sooner rather than later. Moving on, this next track is from an album I listened to and enjoyed and really should have given more time to earlier on when it came out this year on Trouble in Mind Records. This is their second LP for Trouble in Mind, the Paperheads' Africa Avenue, and this track, Mother May, I think is one of the finest.
With all my time,
Oh,
Angel Olsen's Unfuck the World may be getting all of the attention as sort of like the standout track on her album Burn Your Fire for No Witness this year, but I personally think the track that we just played, Forgiven Forgotten, is the standout track on that album. It's, you know, atypical for the rest of the songs on the album, and certainly sort of stands out as being a little more upbeat than the rest of them, but I certainly like the energy on that, and I think it does a nice job of showing a different version, or a different side of her vocal range. Before that, Rev Gusto did Boys Are At It Again. That is an unreleased track, or as unreleased as a track on a compilation can be. That is from Midwestern Audio Volume 2, put out by the Midwestern Music Foundation in Kansas City. They just put out Volume 3, and I need to track down a copy of that. You can also find it on Bandcamp. And we started it off with the Paperhead doing Mother May from Africa Avenue. That is probably one of my favorite records of the year. When I first listened to it, I thought it was sort of a bunch of tracks that kind of knocked off a bunch of other artists. That track, as you may have noticed, is particularly birdsy. There are other cuts on there that are hooey and so on and so forth. Kinksy and whatnot. But they're more than just pastiches or rip-offs. It's definitely a way of taking influences and sort of playing with them a bit. We've got one more set left because I'm kind of tired and I feel like shit and I don't want to go back to work tomorrow and I'm just cranky. But I really have enjoyed putting out like all of these podcasts this year, and I'm looking forward to next year and doing some more interesting stuff. We're going to start this off with a cut from The Clash's epic triple LP Sandinista. This is Police on My Back.
Yeah.
A digital-only release, that was the Mr. T Experience with King Dork Approximately, which is a song from the book of the same name. I interviewed the Mr. T Experience's Frank Portman about that book earlier this year for the website The Runout, and it was a really great pleasure getting to talk to Mr. Portman. Just a fantastic conversation, and definitely a guy who has plans, and there's more King Dork coming. So do stay tuned for that. It'll probably be a few years, but, you know, something to look forward to. Before that, Earth Girls with Wrong Side of History, the title track to the EP of the same name that came out earlier this year on Grave Mistake Records. Let's just talk about the fact that Alex at Grave Mistake puts out fantastic things, and I am eagerly awaiting the things that he has coming in 2015. One of those labels that I would just buy everything from, much like Sorry State Records and Tor Johnson. All three labels, fantastic and ran by excellent, awesome people I like speaking with. And we started everything off with Clash doing Police on My Back from Sandinista. I've been listening to the Live at Shea Stadium album quite a bit lately, and that version is really good, but I really wanted to play the studio version on the show, and I think that stands out really nicely. I've been picking up a bunch of other records and listening to a lot of other weird shit. So the first podcast of the new year will be coming in a couple weeks, and I look forward to sharing all of that new stuff with you, and possibly that'll be right around... It should be a really good podcast, because right around the same time that week, I will be doing some freeform on KJHK, the student-run radio station from the University of Kansas, 90.7 FM, KJHK.org. So I'm going to be pulling a bunch of stuff together to play on the air that week as well. So that about does it for this podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels and zines and things like that to send me for review. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me music for review and play on this podcast. Tell your friends who write things and do things that they should talk to me, and we'll do interviews, and it'll be fun, and it'll be awesome, and it'll be great. And as always, you can find reviews of tangible things in an age of digital ephemera at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where this podcast comes out. And you can follow me, as always, on Twitter at Nuthouse Punks, where I tweet obsessively. Until next time, thanks for listening.